Good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Good morning, everybody. Scott here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. The Open Door Missionary Church at 770 West Sanilac Avenue, Sandusky, is offering free coats for children. For a free coat, a parent needs to bring their child and or children to the distribution that will be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, October 25th. New and gently used coats will be accepted at the church until October 20th. For more information about the free coat program and distribution, call 810-294-9218 or 810-404-5334. A Sebring Police Department K-9 officer is being praised for helping locate a missing teenage girl Thursday morning. According to Sebring Police Department, officers were called around 10:17 a.m. to assist the Fairhaven Township Police Department with a report of a voluntary missing teenage female who had walked away from her home north of Sebring. Upon arrival, Sebring Police K-9 officer Apollo was deployed to search the area where the teen was last seen, a densely wooded state wildlife area. Roughly 30 minutes after beginning his search, K-9 Apollo located the missing teen hiding behind the root ball of a large fallen tree. Police say she was completely hidden from view and appeared to be attempting to avoid detection. The girl was safely reunited with her family soon after. The Sebring Police Department commended K-9 Apollo for his quick and successful work, ending their statement with, "Great job, K-9 Apollo, strength, honor, and Sebring." Just before 11 a.m. yesterday morning, the Huron County Sheriff's Office and other agencies responded to a traffic crash on M25 south of Kilmenau Road in Sebring Township. A southbound 2001 Chevrolet pickup sideswiped a northbound semi-truck and trailer before leaving the roadway to the east, crossing back over and coming to rest in the west ditch. The semi-truck driver was able to maintain control of the vehicle and was uninjured. Witnesses and passers-by rushed to assist the lone occupant of the pickup, who was unresponsive. They immediately began CPR until the Sebring Ambulance Service arrived and took over. Unfortunately, the victim, an 82-year-old Sebring man, was later pronounced deceased at the hospital. An initial investigation by the Huron County Medical Examiner's Office indicates the victim may have suffered a medical emergency prior to the crash. It appears he had been experiencing ongoing health issues. Out of respect for the family, the victim's name is to be withheld until today to allow time for notifications to be completed.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org, brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
And we're back once again. My name is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom this Saturday morning. Polish Americans across Michigan are celebrating the state's Polish Heritage Month. Polish American Heritage Month is celebrated in October to honor the culture and contributions of the nation's Polish communities, including here in Michigan. Michigan is home to the nation's third largest Polish population with more than 850,000 residents, according to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's proclamation recognizing the month. From the Upper Peninsula to West Michigan, Mid-Michigan to Southeast Michigan, Polish communities have left their mark through small businesses, churches, community associations, cultural festivals, restaurants, and more. In Metro Detroit, Hamtramck was traditionally a Polish enclave known as Little Poland among Polish populations throughout the state. During this month, we recognize the impact Polish Americans have made on Michigan and the United States and celebrate the special culture and heritage of Polish Michiganders, the proclamation said. And overseas, tens of thousands of Palestinians headed back to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip as the U.S. brokered ceasefire came to effect yesterday. The deal has raised hopes for ending the Israel-Hamas war, with all the remaining hostages taken in the October 7, 23 attack set to be released within days. Questions remain over who will govern Gaza as Israeli troops gradually pull back and whether Hamas will disarm, as called for in U.S. President Donald Trump's ceasefire plan. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who unilaterally ended the ceasefire in March, hinted that Israel might renew its offensive if Hamas does not give up its weapons. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.